At this time, we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast, which will be shown as a late show next Saturday night. However, due to the extreme horror of the context of this picture, and due to the fact that this audience has not been forewarned, we will not show this preview. Instead, let us warn you that no children will be admitted during the showing of Blood Feast. In fact, there will be a policeman on duty at the box office to make sure they do not enter the theater. And if you're the least bit squeamish or have a heart condition, we strongly recommend that you not attempt to see this picture. A nurse will be on duty during the showing of the picture too, not as an advertising gimmick, but because she may very well be needed. See the picture if you must, but remember, we warn you.
More horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, all you horror bastards out there, it is Saturday, June
9th, bastards!
And a new episode of More Horror Than Horror is coming at you tonight. And again, we are joined by a special guest. This time, it's Tim's daughter. You want to say hi? No? She's shaking her head now. Tim's got her beaten in fear.
She's not a talker, she's a...
Action.
She's an ass kicker.
Action speaks louder.
She's an ass kicker of little words. Taking names.
So, kind of a slow week.
Hot, slow week.
Sticky. Not for me. I've had that air conditioner cranked on about 65.
95 tomorrow, baby.
And then it's about 20 degrees colder in the basement, so I'm sitting at about 45. Yeah, mama don't see a whole lot of me. I'm sleeping in the basement.
Yeah. I go down to my little underground cocoon and chip off icicles off the ceiling.
Hibernates. I watched Abraham Lincoln.
Was it everything you thought
versus
it would be?
Versus zombies. It wasn't bad. I was actually surprised. Coming from the asylum, I was kind of nervous at first, but I was...
Oh, don't be nervous with asylum.
I was quite enthused. I thought it was pretty good. They had some... goofy little character introductions and kind of...
I liked Abraham in it. I thought he was good.
But, you know, you got to listen to the little... They got little references to little things that's kind of funny throughout the movie. But
And they've got nothing but CGI gore, which kind of sucked. But it
goes along with what it is. I mean,
turds.
But the end's kind of funny. It's got a kind of a cool ending. I liked the way that they kind of wrapped the whole thing up, but... I give it two thumbs up. Like I said, it's a lot better than some of the stuff I've seen from the asylum. So. And then, what else they got?
Whatever happened to the American Badass Truman Nazi werewolf hunter movie?
I don't know if it's even been done yet, has it?
The trailer's been out forever.
Well, that's the problem with a lot of stuff now. Everybody's just doing trailers, you know, trying to get money to do the full length. And it's like you got a ton of trailers and no movie, and then it just gets lost, and eventually people don't care, and it comes out and gets lost, and people get and upset shit, and cry.
Shit like the Chernobyl Diaries gets made.
Saw Prometheus.
Don't tell us about it. We haven't.
Yeah, be quiet.
How did you fucking see it? You went last night, didn't you? You penis.
Did you have another heart attack while you did?
I did not.
Okay. It's sure not just anybody going, it was all right. It was either, oh my God, that was awesome, or that was a hunk of shit.
Yeah, there's no in between.
And Todd's not going to lead us in one way or another.
I enjoyed it.
He's keeping it to himself.
A little slow, but I enjoyed it.
Fucking Ridley Scott, man.
Ridley can be slow. I think people are not used to that. It felt very old-fashioned, which is why I liked it. It felt like one of those old space adventure movies, kind
of. It felt exactly like Planet of the Vampires, because that's what it is. It's a fucking ripoff of Planet of the Vampires.
Well, it's not quite that.
Well, luckily, you go back and watch some of the visual effects of Planet of the Vampires and see what pops up.
Jitterbugs on the planet.
We don't get no jitterbugs when we're talking Babo. Behave yourself.
Bianva.
Mario Lamberto.
Try to shit here real quick so I don't shit my pants.
Lord.
That's the Prometheus right there.
Hardy though rings, here I come.
That was the Black Angus triple cheese bacon melt.
Fucking beer battered.
Dear Lord!
That's a beer battered fucking griff ring right there.
That's those cheese and chili onion rings. Mark, don't fail me now.
That's how we're going to start rating movies.
By how much it makes me shit.
The stench level. I'll give that an 8.
Smelled like old cabbage and peas.
The plexiglass between us and Todd is starting to warp.
It's terrible.
That's a high fiber diet, folks, which means don't eat healthy.
Which means Freddie Freebreeze needs to make a fucking visit up in this bitch.
There's some right over there. Right? I think it's chocolate.
There's some right behind you there.
Chocolate and there pine cone.
No, I'll get that Freebreeze right behind you.
That's chocolate and pie cone.
Let's spritzer this sumbitch up. Get that spray can right there. Don't touch the unicorn. Spray can.
Don't mess with the Ventura doll. The Troll 2 t-shirt or the Spider-Man costume.
Look at that.
Oh, what flavor do we have?
This is
cinnamon roll.
Oh, my God. Some bits taste just like cinnamon. That is nice.
Yeah. You're gonna make him hungry now.
Just gonna make a mist cloud. Freddy Freebreeze.
Now every time you smell cinnamon rolls, you're gonna think of me shitting my pants while doing the show.
Never. I think happy thoughts, unicorn tails, and
Spider-Man
butterfly butts. Spider-Man.
I was going to watch, actually, to give a long story short, we were supposed to be recording a commentary tomorrow for American Maniacs, but the schedule for that is kind of loosely developed on if everybody can make it or not, so.
The man has brought me down, making me work.
So as of right now, I don't think...
I hate when the real world gets in the way.
So as of right now, I'm just letting everybody know that it's probably not going to happen till probably a couple more weeks from now, because I have to wait for a friend of ours, Mike...
Planets to align.
...to get off work, so he's off every other weekend. So it'll probably be a couple weeks, but anyway, I've still got the movie loaded, and I haven't watched it yet, and I'm not going to watch it so that we can get a chance to see it together. So, but if anybody has any ideas on some new movies that you stumbled across that you think we might have a fun time beating the shit out of, just go ahead and send
them to us. What was the new Civil War zombie movie?
Exit Humanity.
That one looks pretty.
Ho-ho.
It has potential, that's for sure.
June 19th is when it's coming out. You seen that?
More so than the fucking It remake.
Why?
Have you seen the Exit Humanity trailer?
No.
Oh, it looks good. Dude, did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Did you hear the guy at the beginning sound like Johnny Cash talking?
Uh-huh. It's his son. Oh. It's Roseanne Cash.
That's his son, Petty Cash.
Petty Cash. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. I need some cash.
Give me some change. Change that cash. But yeah, I don't know how full of the news. I think it's just popped. I didn't get to read the whole article on it, but they said a It remake is on the horizon. Sake, dude.
What? Oh. The world's just coming to an end.
It remake and Phantasm 5 has been debunked is not going to happen.
And Don Rinkles is under fire.
For what?
For his racial jokes about Obama. Because Don Rickles has never done a fucking racial joke in 70 years.
What, it's they can't racially make fun of a culturally mixed person?
Not the president, buddy.
Why not?
That ain't how this rolls. Even though he's got video footage of fucking him calling Ronald Reagan a dim-witted retard right in front of the entire Congress and everybody else. Nope, not going to happen. Shut it down, Don. We don't need that type of negativity in the world now.
We're taking care of terrorism.
This America.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Queen gets 4 days and we get Don Rickles and the Slammer. America.
Oh, don't even get me started on the whole America thing. I was listening to about 3-4 hours worth of George Carlin today. And
oh, God.
Yeah, you have a tendency to look at things a little bit differently.
Yep. God, I miss George.
When you listen to old George Carlin. Actually, I'm going to do a little pimping right
stuff.
Now.
Stuff. The stuff bit's one of the best.
If you're a big George Carlin fan, Sirius Satellite Radio has got a whole channel dedicated to nothing but George Carlin.
You know, I bet Pandora does, too, because they got a Lily Tomlin. Sure in the hell, they got to have a George Carlin. Oh. What do you got, 40 HBO specials? I think they could fill it up pretty easy.
It was quite funny. I found myself chuckling quite a few times at some of the stuff he was saying. And then come to find out, once I leave my house to come here tonight to do the show,
it's all reality.
About 35 of those things that he talked about were actually happening before my eyes. So
zombie apocalypse happening around us.
Yep, faces getting eaten.
Bath salts, dude. Who knew that bath salts would be our demise?
I got a post the other day that some woman ate her kid in Texas. What was that? Nibbling the toes?
Yeah, I thought it was possessed by Satan.
Yeah. Yep. Eating it for Jesus.
5 weeks old.
Whee! Well, they're tender at that age. They don't have, you know.
It's like a kebab.
Yeah, you don't have to hit them as much to tenderize them.
Well, and they had another guy down there in Shreveport or somewhere down the bayou that was nibbling on the salt, bath salts and gnawed off his buddy's face over some domestic dispute. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Cocaine just made you paranoid and skinny and not leave the house. I want to do something that's going to make me snap and start eating people. That's the best drug in the world right there.
Maybe that's how it all started. Maybe it wasn't a
heroin
comet from the sky, or wasn't
heroin? No, shitting myself's just not enough of a thrill. Give me something that's going to make me gnaw out a homeless man's face.
It wasn't the trioxin or nothing. It wasn't the comet that started the alien apocalypse or the zombie apocalypse.
How quick you think there's an independent filmmaker that's going to jump on this bath salts?
When does shooting begin?
How do you even approach
Forget
a movie?
Forget about it. It's too easy.
Bath salts. Black bath salts of death.
It's time to say no.
These bubbles run red.
We had Bill Moseley on this week, and he said it best when he's like, bath salts? I use Mr. Bubble.
Well, Moseley's in that Exit Humanity. So's D. Wallace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the damn cover and stuff.
It looks great.
It looks awesome.
The trailer's really good for it.
Only problem is, though, when Bill first starts to speak out, it reminds me a whole hell of a lot of that 2001 Maniac.
Well, whatever happened to the new Texas coming out? Is it still scheduled for October?
I haven't heard nothing about it. I don't even know if they're shooting it.
And Zombie released the Lords of Salem on the tour, and I was looking around today, and there's still not an official trailer for it. Why would you just do it at the concert and you're going to prop it up and then that's it?
Probably because he found out the type of reaction that it was getting from online, people bootlegging it, and he's like, well, maybe I'm just better.
I better
shelf this.
I thought no one would notice with Sherry wearing glasses that was really Sherry Moon. They've seen through my thin disguise. What's wrong?
Well, see, I originally signed on to do a third installment of Halloween, but then I had to change the...
He should have just done the Blob. Just made her the Blob. Just a big, fat Sherry Moon ass come rolling across the screen.
Instead of Sherry Moon, as she gets bigger, she turns into, like, Sally Struthers.
And all you hear is that... And you'd stab yourself in the pencil just to get away from it.
Sounds like Flipper.
You're not safe in the water.
You just see her oozing through the vents in the movie theater. They could all be sitting there shaking their heads. Everybody in the theater shaking their heads while watching Halloween.
Sherry Moon of Doom.
At the end, she gets trampled to death by a white horse.
That's CGI. I want it to be
CGI.
CGI
horse.
Where the legs don't even line up with it. Oh my god!
Oh my god! You see part of the green screen underneath the horse. Or they could get one of those. Well, that'd be a good entry because then they could get that fucking horse that they're gonna have to retire now because the idiots.
They could just use it.
Yeah, and the fucking idiots had to climb on the back of it and go race it around the fucking racetrack. So all them hoity-toity yuppie assholes could say that they went to the Kentucky Derby this year.
Bastards.
But yet they want
to... That's why I stick to dog racing, people.
They want to protest my fucking chicken joint saying that they're cruelty to chickens, but then yet nobody shows up for a fucking horse race.
The Colonel seasons them little cluckers up like a sewing bitch, dude. That's some of the most juicy, tender chicken. I've seen the PETA video. I've learned the tricks. I've got some down in the basement right now.
Yeah, but
cages.
When I do that, my chicken don't come out tasting like that. I do everything he does.
You gotta solder the beak and plug the butt.
Feed him the full liquid
diet. Feed him
diet.
Pig poop. Pig poop from the cow poop. I've got the secret. Chickapeed. It's fucking one beak in the next, baby. And then the final one on the strand, that gives you the golden egg. It just needs to be processed a few times.
Oh, it's been quite an eventful week. Come close to snapping a few times.
A lot
times.
Of fucktards running around right now. I think the heat brings them out.
I think me and Tim have come up with a new slogan.
What's that?
Sympathize with the shooter. So anytime you hear somebody going into a church or a... video store or a
that's what
place
I said that
employment.
Before they had the you know, you always hear the one side about the bike guy being crazy, and that's always the yeah. solution to it. You don't ever hear about the retarded neighbor that had fucked with him for 50 straight days
I'm gonna go get a t-shirt made tomorrow and that's what it's gonna say on it. I sympathize with the shooter always.
What ever happened to your 3 seconds to a killing spree shirt? That was a good one.
I still got it. 3 seconds away from a killing spree. Oh, yeah. People have a tendency to get out of your way when they
that's
see
a,
you.
That's a bumper sticker if I've ever seen one. People move. I still liked my "you want to come up and see my chainsaw" bumper sticker. That was always a good one.
Yeah, I figure I get that, and then I always sympathize with the shooter.
The Bloody Rage of Bigfoot. You seen that one, Tim?
Oh, my God. No, but you know what I bought today, Todd? Chocolate Yeti Stout beer.
That's funny.
It's brewed with Bigfoot's very own essence.
I bet it tastes like it, too.
It's fucking delicious.
How did those fudge chocolate flavor ices?
Come on, dude! It's frozen fucking chocolate. They don't even fuck around and put whipped cream or milk or anything. It's solid Hershey's chocolate syrup in a fucking tube, frozen. They never freeze all the way because there's so many preservatives in the chocolate syrup. It's fucking magic. I take it out and I squeeze them. Looks like it just a compressed rat turds have been put in there. Just put that on my Cocoa Puffs and then just let it, just, you know, you get a bite of frozen and it starts melting. Oh my God, it's good.
You're gonna have to come up and buy some more of those. You almost bought a case the last time you were counting to see how much was in a case.
Yeah, they were cheap, man. The case was only like $20.
They had Dr. Pepper ones.
We made our own fudge pops, though, didn't we? They turned out pretty good.
Fudge pops.
You can't talk when you put your fingers in your mouth like that, sweetheart.
You ain't been smoking bath salts over there, have you? Starting to eat.
Eat your fingers.
Eat your finger.
Uh-oh.
Crazy town.
Won't you take me to? You know what I think it is? I think what started the fucktards revolution was Two Live Crew coming to town.
Yeah, you don't want anything like that happening in Kansas City. The whole thing is going to be riots.
When you have an old one-eyed Asian man on Social Security singing, Meekon honey, Meekon honey, me know you young time. In a walker. I heard he came out in a walker, dude. Luke's the only one that kept 50 cents of that money they made from their first two records.
It's Asian black mix. There's a mix right there.
But which part of his heritage caused that one eye just to turn into a big fucking glob of goop in his skull and roll around like pudding pops and like a snack pack been poked with a fork?
Bath salts. Where were they at?
Down at the riverfront park.
Oh, it was outside? Like
it was a big picnic. Oh, yeah, they were down there with, I don't know who else.
Didn't
was
they used
there.
To Salt drag them off stage in, like, strip clubs? Mm-hmm. And it was so offensive.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, the most offensive
and
thing
now
ever.
And now it's nothing.
Now every rap band sounds just like them.
I wonder if there's video of that.
I mean, look at it. Listen to Lil Wayne, dude. That's all he.
Drink my pimp cup. Got to drink my cold medicine. My
drink
pimp
my
cup.
Cold medicine. But I almost went down because I enjoy one-eyed Asians rapping about
being so horny.
What's wrong with you?
Play the horny song, Asian man. Wasting my fucking daylight here.
That's the only tune I
remember. I bet people had their kids and the baby mamas had kids.
Oh, it was packed. My buddy drove by there. He said
I bet
that
there
place
were kids down there that
nuts.
Didn't even know that their daddies were.
There was little kids in diapers with little 9mm hanging out their back.
little 40-ounce baby bottles pouring out. I got to remember little Timmy couldn't be here tonight. Squirt, squirt.
One's for my dead homies.
One's for my dead homies that didn't win the battle against the abortion needle. Here's some for
love is a needle. Everybody had those 50 cent iron-on shirts and tributes to the brothers that had been shot.
This is a tribute for T.
That's
Wayne.
That's what the Two Live Crew shirts were. They were the iron-ons.
They were out of
them. It just had the cut-and-paste Asian dude. Listen, honey. It's what's on the back of it. Listen,
honey. Hurry up, bitch. We got three more shirts.
Now
sold.
He's singing, me so hungry. I ain't got no money. That's why I'm playing at the Riverfront Park in Kansas City, Missouri. For $14.
Lord,
buy some rice.
He didn't even make it out of the parking lot of the Ameristar. He was playing the fucking penny slots for an hour.
Me so lucky. Me so lucky. Me want $2.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna buy me a new wheel for my. I'm gonna buy me a new tennis ball for my walker.
I'm going to put 22s on my fucking chair, bitches.
Me so hungry. Just throw me a corn dog, baby.
Give me a corn dog and some ripples. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's good time. Good time.
Paid up.
We need to get Skrillex into town, man. Blow this place up.
Who?
Skrillex, dude. You heard Skrillex?
Who the fuck is that?
What? He's a fucking internet sensation. Multiple Grammy Award winning artist. has everything on his Mac. Does concerts, and it's all on the Mac. He hits enter. Oh, my God. We must give him a Grammy. He's a genius.
He just walks away and comes back
an hour
later.
The beats that he steals are incredible.
He knows how to put other people's music in a way that they couldn't. Everything sounds like the Night at the Roxbury. That's the song you need to download for us, Todd.
Oh, no.
The Night at the Roxbury song.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Oomch, oomch, oomch.
Oomch, oomch. We all have our own versions of the Skrillex song. Oomch, oomch. That's so horny. That Asian's going, damn, if I would only thought of that beat, I'd be eating a three-piece instead of one. Woo!
And a biscuit.
Who stole my biscuit? Can't keep an eye on you motherfuckers with one good eye. Taking a bitch's biscuit.
Stop it, stop it.
Me horny.
Me sad. Stole my biscuit.
Me so sad. Call me MC Biscuit Light. Two biscuits ain't enough.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yep, we're getting a call on this one, that's for sure.
Look, sir, you can't be making fun of the Asian.
Who was so, oh, that was the Ghetto Boys that had the little midget with the one eye.
Wild Bill.
Shit, them boys all need to tour together, dude. That'd be a freak show, man. Have a fucking singing elephant, you'd have a fucking three-ring circus.
No, they need the little Wild Bill midget on the back of the one-eyed China.
Didn't he die or something? Or he's like a, no, he's a, I think he's a Christian artist now. I think he like raps for the Lord. He got
just ordered salmon.
He went from
he
what?
Got tired of dumping his 40s for his dead homies and was like, fuck this, dude, I'm going broke.
He went from being Wild Bill to Wing Bill now.
Yeah, yeah, he's a Wing Bill.
He's a wing nut.
Dark Wing Duck.
God's littlest angel.
I always wondered what, you always hear about that, and it's like, I wonder what the Christian rapper sounds like. But it's good, I don't know.
Probably not too much
different
take. Christian rock artist.
And they got Savage Weekend on here for $3.99.
Savage Weekend.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Me so holy.
Do you guys want me to order you one of these?
No.
Do you have that movie?
Savage Weekend.
Savage Weekend. What's the one with the Bigfoot? Where'd you get that at?
Savage Weekend. That's the one where the
animals.
Movie.
No. This is William Sanderson. Mm-hmm. It's one. It's a slasher flick. They got the Grim Reaper on the front.
Oh yeah, that one. I just seen that one of the old horror hounds.
Yep, it's an old.
What's the deal on that Sasquatch you're just talking about?
Dude, I don't know. I done lost it.
Son of a bitch.
It's not much worth having.
I watched Night of the Demon again, dude.
That movie's so
fucking awesome.
The one with Linnea.
Weird Wanda. Night of the Demon. Night of the Demon with.
You gotta love that movie.
The Bigfoot.
Oh.
Rips a chopper wiener dude off.
Okay. I was gonna say.
Bloody Rage of Bigfoot. It's
Bloody
a.
Bloody Rage.
It doesn't look good, man.
That's the good ones right there. See, there's a pork chop too. Rise of the Rind.
What?
Yeah, buddy.
Is that the one, John Mason Kirby? Is that it, John Mason Kirby? Savage Weekend. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
76?
Yep.
What'd you order it on?
It's on Cheesy Flicks.
Oh, is it?
But it's $3.99.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cheesy Flicks is pretty good.
If you want it, I'll order you one.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay.
I'll give it a watch.
It's not a bad little movie.
It's also on, got a Region 2, I don't know, does it got a chainsaw in it?
Yeah, it's got a chainsaw.
Okay.
It's not a great big chainsaw.
Well, I know, but I was just saying the Region 2's got a chainsaw.
It's more like
a
weed whacker, a cordless weed whacker.
It's not much of a chainsaw.
Me so handy. Yeah, Cheesy Flicks has actually got some. They've gotten a lot better because they actually get, you know, because when they first started out, they were just doing like public domain stuff. But now, actually, the stuff that they're getting is actually pretty good quality. I think what it is a lot of stuff they get is like only like Region 2 and 3 stuff that's not released in the United States. And somehow or another, they get it and then
release it. Are they cheap or something? They're getting public access stuff. They can't be charging a whole shitload for that.
I don't know.
There's 20 different versions of it out there.
I got, what did I give you, Todd? Ilsa?
Ilsa and,
Ilsa.
Hellcats.
Hellcats, yeah.
I got the Ilsa, and then I got Isle of the Snake People with the Ilsa. But it looked actually pretty decent. I was pretty surprised the quality of that one.
Gums.
That's what you need to watch, Todd.
What's that?
Gums.
Damn it. I don't want to watch Gums.
It's a good one.
Have you seen Gums?
No.
The puppet?
The Jaws ripoff.
Oh, the Jaws ripoff with puppets?
That's terrible.
I didn't watch it. Tim said it was awesome.
Really?
There's no puppets in it.
Weird.
There's a lot of fur beasts in it. A lot of fur beasts.
Furbies?
A lot of fur beasts.
There's a lot of merkin action.
A lot of fur burgers running around.
There's a lot of merkins howling at the moon. At least it's not pickle party time.
There's a couple of them in there.
Pickle party. A
couple of them in there. Who was talking about the new Cannibal movie coming out?
Wasn't me.
I seen that. Are they remaking Cannibal Holocaust? Is that what I heard?
Did you see the big sale that Arrow had going on?
What's that?
Had a bunch of DVDs for £5. Which is like $10 American.
That's cool.
But it's all the stuff that gives you the crazy extras and the booklets and all that stuff.
I'm kind of mad at them for all this shit, though.
What?
Combat Shock.
I don't think Combat Shock was, but like Inferno, they had Inferno and some of the older like first run titles.
I've been a little bit mad because of what's going on with that Blu-ray stuff with them. I'm kind of feeling irritated. You know what I mean about making it locked?
Oh,
are they the first to do that?
No, but there's no need. No need.
Yeah, you would think it would help their sales if they left them unlocked. That way people could just
I don't get it.
Locked.
Why? I mean, what the fuck do they care where people watch them? What part of the country? What part of the world?
Well, apparently some of those titles are licensed in the U.S. by other companies who are getting frustrated because they... But I'm like, well, the hell with them. They're not putting
them out. Release
them.
Exactly. Release them and there won't be an issue.
That's right, jerks.
We're movie nuts. Just, we're going to fucking go where the movie's available.
Well, and that's just like my qualm is like... I went and to Hastings today. They had 30 copies of The Gray. Actually, more than 30 copies. I said they had about 50 copies of The Gray on DVD. They had 15 copies of it on Blu-ray. And they had 3 copies of Mutant Girl Squad on DVD. And no copies of it on Blu-ray. And I asked her, I was like, well... You know, what are you going to be doing with 50 copies of The Gray once these aren't rented anymore? Oh, well, we'll sell them. I said, no, you won't. I said, you'll end up boxing them and sending them to the warehouse in Texas, and they'll go on sell for on Amazon for 50 cents a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I said, well, do
you
have...
Why don't you just sell them to me right now for 50 cents? We'll
so anyway,
take out the middle.
I asked her, I said, well, do you have any copies of Mutant Girl Squad in to buy? She goes, well, let me look in the system. She says, well, it showed that we got 4 copies in, but we sold them all. I can order you a copy if you want me to. I'm like, well, if you've had 4 copies in...
And you sold
and
them.
And you sold them, wouldn't that tell you to fucking automatically reorder them?
Dumbass.
You know? Dude. And their use section is fucking horrible. I mean, it looks like a fucking Walmart bin. I mean, all of the 8 horror film collections and all of the bullshit that you can go to Walmart and get for $10 cheaper. I'm like, really? It's like, how many copies of Saul do you need? How many do you buy? You
have They're to have... fucking boxing us in. They want to keep us trapped in our little fucking rat cage. Sending all through the postal. So. Don't want you out.
Hey, speaking of movies, have you seen... I don't know if you've seen it or heard about it. Have you heard of a movie called Hiss? It's an Indian movie that Robert Kurtzman did, the guy that did the effects on The Rage.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it tonight on DVD.
Where at?
At Vintage Stock for $3.
Hell yeah.
He just got me The Roost for $3.
Hell yeah.
But I had seen it. I had ran across a thing on YouTube where Kurtzman was doing the special effects for it because I was really impressed with the stuff that he did with The Rage. And I didn't know. I went to look for it, and it was never talked about ever being released here because it was an Indian film. I guess it was made over there. But just bad as shit special effects that I seen. So I'm going to check it out. Hopefully I won't be too disappointed.
It's break time!
Break time? What's this? I seen that Frankenstein created shit, bikers.
Bad as shit. Yeah,
that's the only guy in the world left that knows Tom how to make Podge. A fucking movie poster.
Tom Podge. We need to get him on the show. So he's busy making money.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Buckle up.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London. And Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Look, whose guitars are these? Move them around. You had me. You had me at hello. Maybe it's the Crown Royal.
Jackalope 105 FM.
All right, we're back.
We're back. We're searching the depths.
We're talking necrophilia films.
Day of the Dead.
We were talking.
And we're back.
We were discussing necrophilia films.
$6. 24 by 36.
You might have been discussing.
You can get the double whammy for $14.
Shit, yeah. We're talking Necromantic 1 and 2. About how beautiful they are. See if you can pull that music up, Todd.
I don't think I can.
Even the vintage original pressed in the theater poster is going for $21.
What?
You don't want to get you a SRAM poster?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
No.
Oh, wait. Original rolled, all German, rare, 1987, $850. That's the one you want.
That's one I have.
Rolled in Germany.
It's the black and white one, right? With the red?
No, this is the first one.
Oh.
It looks exactly the same. I think they're scamming people.
What?
They have the black and white one. It's going for silly money.
Which poster?
Both. They got both of them. There's a ton of them on here. $5. Bam. Yours.
Griff's like, I want it.
Must have it.
I really do.
Oh, there's the black and white. Yeah, $10 for the black and white one.
Rare for the black and white one?
Rare.
Those movies are so great.
Why would they have a black and white and a colored version?
I don't know. I like the colored version. You can actually see what's going on.
You can see the necrophilia in all its glorious color. Why don't they put that on Blu-ray?
We need one.
Yeah, get on it.
It's one Blu-ray I wouldn't buy.
No.
Quit Todd.
Quit being a negative Nancy.
I'm not trying.
Have you seen Dear God No yet?
No, I haven't got to see it. Is it good?
Todd. Well, I just watched it downtown in the theater.
Really?
Yep. Well, where? Not really a theater. The Czar Bar.
I was going to say.
It's beautiful.
I'd like to see it, but.
Fucking Bikers. Bigfoot Revenge.
That's why you loved it.
Beautiful, and they did a great job on the Bigfoot.
That's cool.
What?
Dear God, no.
I want to see it now, man.
Oh, it's magic. Pure gold magic. I hadn't even looked on here. I wonder if it's on there.
I don't know. Poor Griff's having a meltdown over here.
I know, I'm sneezing. How you spell that? Is it?
It's all whacked out.
Mantic.
K.
M-A-N-I-K.
M-A-N-I-K. And I'm in the K. It's N-E-K-R-O. Look, there it is right there. $10. Dear God, no. Oh, I'm looking at something else.
Oh, shit.
Dear God, no on DVD. Brand new. $10.
Weird. Wonder why it's so cheap.
It's regularly $25 on Amazon.
Hmm.
You see all this new shit eBay's doing? Making it where you can't charge shipping on shit. It's supposed to be all free shipping.
Yeah, Pete was raising shit about that.
That's bullshit, man.
Well, the thing is, how are you supposed to send something to someone and be out of money, I guess? What else can you do? It's just going to take all your money.
It's everything.
How can you not love that fucking music on a movie?
Do you want to touch my Wiener Schnitzel?
Just the beautiful visions of intimate feeling with a
post-mortem.
Corpse. Just the goo dripping from their fingers. Oh.
I don't know why Germans get a bad name. Where's the fucking violin, dude? You got to know when to hold
them. Dun.
Tim just likes dun, the violin.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm not trying to be mean, man, but that song can blow my ass.
You can watch the full movie, Todd.
I think I'll pass.
And skip right to your favorite part.
I've seen it already, and there was no favorite part.
There's quite a climatic scene involving head splitting and post-ejaculation.
Oh,
And blood.
And blood.
And blood.
Mm. Listen, guys, I'm not being mean to that movie. That movie just didn't do it to
blood.
Me.
I tell you what, have you seen the Django trailer yet?
No, is it good?
No.
No.
I'm afraid to say
Let's it. Just say I'd rather watch a loop of the animal cruelty on fucking Necromantic. You know, it's got the fucking little one. It's got Jamie Foxx doing the... Like, dude, you're Django. Kick ass. Man of fucking little words. It's clean. He shot it all crystal clear. Birds in the sky. Trees are blooming. Frogs are humping in the background when he's shooting people.
Well, there
and
you
it's
go.
Got the German in it from Inglourious Bastards.
Of course. Of course. You know
oh, wait. Now we're getting there. That's what I'm talking about. Do you want... Fuck yes. Yes. This is a new theme song right here, brother.
Shut up, little man. I can't find it. They don't have
the violin.
The fucking violin music.
Good.
It's been banned from the States.
Freaking kill somebody. Junk. Who wants it?
Easy. Slow your roll.
Settle down.
Calm it down, Tom.
Settle down.
This isn't funny anymore.
Hey, did you go get your Earth 2 copy comic book?
Absolutely not.
See,
thanks.
I seen Vintage Stock had about 150 of them on the shelf tonight. I guess they must have been anticipating selling them out.
And they didn't, and that's the deal.
Nope, so now they're stuck.
And no one wants the damn thing. It's a piece of pile of poop.
It's a pile of poop.
Yuck-a-doodle-doo. This is what should have been in the Necromantic soundtrack.
Yeah, I like that song. Great one.
See how I built that up?
That sounds like ass.
Imagine a decapitation with that plane.
Wouldn't have been the same.
That's the American. See, we should remake it and have this plane. Listen to that.
You know, Todd's going to have to edit this out.
We don't have copyright for that.
No, we don't have copyright.
They don't know what it is. I'm playing it from YouTube.
People are actually going to be able to download
Holy
that.
Grail.
People are going to actually be able to download that 3 seconds of music.
It doesn't matter because we're licensed.
Go buy their shit.
We're okay. We're okay, gentlemen.
It's still a good fucking movie.
Don't you cry tonight.
Don't cry for me. It's got to be on here, dude. Isn't it during the climatic scene?
Todd could pull it up.
I can't
and play
pull it up,
it for
man.
Us.
I don't even see it.
Uh-oh.
Just type in Necromantic.
Amanda's been downstairs for an hour. Can you tell Todd to check his messages?
She's been down there...
45 minutes.
No, it says she's here.
Can you go downstairs?
Yeah, let's let Amanda in. It says it's 11 o'clock, so we'll let her in.
Tim's going to go downstairs again. She's a wizard. She can just blast that.
Woo!
Did you do fart?
Yeah, tell her she needs to start like doing it right, man.
Fuck
getting
being
here.
On top.
What'd you That's do, right. shit? Don't leave me in here.
Uh-huh. Don't leave me alone with this nightmare.
So you got Savage Weekend?
Yeah, I hooked you up.
What else did you get?
Picked up Savage Weekend and a couple other terrible quality, I'm sure, discs. I can't even see where they are now. Well, it's that Reincarnation of Isabel was on there in its original form, so I went in. It was letterboxed. I grabbed that.
Reincarnation of Isabel.
Yeah, it's an Italian flick.
Oh.
Golly, Tim, it just came in my door, man. I'm going to pass out back here. You're not going to have a producer.
Amanda's going to walk in on it. That's going to be the beautiful
That'll
thing.
That'll be the best part, because that's okay. She's deserving of that nightmare.
Have you seen that movie I gave you, that Demonics?
Yeah, the Demoniacs. I saw it a long time ago. It's about the shipwreck thing.
I It's part of that Gene Roland Blu-ray
You're
thing.
You're not a big fan of Gene Roland.
So, I don't know. Roland. I'm not a fan because I've never seen any of his shit.
Oh, really? Why didn't you watch it?
I've got an extra copy.
Oh, good, good.
I got Requiem for a Vampire. I got Rape of a Vampire.
I'm mad at you because I got Requiem for a Vampire, but I had to buy it.
No.
I had to order it.
I got Hills Have Eyes Part 2, too.
I found that at Best Buy for $9.99.
Yeah, I had to get mine for them. So. Yeah, I'm supposed to be sending me, what was it? Some other movies.
You might snore through Gene. It depends. Some people love them. Some people hate them. The Gene Roland collection.
I can't remember what else I was supposed to get. Let me tell you. I can tell you here in a second. I want to say I was pretty excited to get it. Let's see. I'm supposed to be getting the Blood Beast Terror.
Okay.
And Birkin Hair.
Gotcha.
Do you want to do a review for Permissive and That Kind of Girl?
Sure.
They're supposed to be sending me a copy of it, but I'm not really into British 1960s exploitation films.
It's probably 70s.
Yeah, it says 63. Oh, 1970 damn. And That Girl, 1963.
Hit the ship wave!
Dude, ship she walked in and choked and filled up her face.
Oh, have some cinnamon roll.
That's the dragon's dungeon.
Crap. You've entered the lair of the evil O-ring.
The ice dragon has spoken.
The mysterious brown dragon. Of the
with corn horns
of the rectorial cave.
Me so shitty.
Me so poopy. Me poopy poopy.
I'm Febrezin, woman. Shut the hell up.
It's not working. Oh my God.
Freddy fucking Freddy for Freddy Febreze just took a shit down the door.
Oh my God.
Ow.
How can that smell come from?
What happened? What happened, Captain?
I mean, that knows your plumbing's working.
It's good for you.
Good for somebody.
It's the brown dragon with corn horns has been in here.
That's not going to leave room for an entire week.
You'll be able to taste
it. We've breathed it, right?
Just breathe through your mouth and you can taste the grit on your teeth.
You'll be like working at a fucking bakery and you'll be eating through cheese biscuits for a day or two. It's all good.
A jitterbug.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there's no videos for necromantic violin.
Damn.
You guys got 1 minute.
1 minute.
See, I'm not going to be able to find it in a
minute.
I'll
track it down. Did you bring any of my USB drives, Todd?
No, I saw
I think I got a couple of them at my house.
I'm sorry.
Actually, Rick just said that he could get them for free at the library for us.
Oh, really?
He said that any kid signing up for their reading program for the summer gets a free flash drive.
What size?
I can't remember how many gigs he said they were.
Oh, really?
He's like, I'll just sign up all your girls for reading programs for the summer.
I need some. Oh, hell.
Come on, don't be dual Febreze. Don't be fucking dual Febreze-ing me.
Febreze is not working. This stuff isn't working.
It needs to be inserted directly into the anal cavity.
She's Lysol on your boondock.
That's better. I can smell now.
Can you? Just kneel down and get in that little hole over there and you'll be fine.
Todd ain't had no air circulation back here since the show started.
Todd's good.
I've shit twice.
He's been stuffing action figures up his nostrils the whole fucking show.
I had to.
Shut it down.
The right nostril's a bat cave because I've seen Batman's head disappear a couple times.
Shut it down.
So I guess we're out of time for this week.
We're done. We're fucking done.
All right.
Toots galoo.
See ya.